And it wasn't getting tired. Bear was. It wasn't. He could have gone on all day like that.
You could see Bear pumping up the adrenaline, and he just went for it. He just jumped on top of it, and raising that was it.
But it doesn't always go my way. Sometimes the animals get their own back.
Oh, mate, I'm really well. Really well buttoned up here. Not one a shirt full of angry bees protecting their honey.
So he wraps his t-shirt, I think, around his mouth, and maybe covers his nose, but that's about the only thing that's covered up. Goes in, puts his arm in. And you think, well, he's going to make this. They all seem quite benign.
Ladies on my forehead.
And then you just see one little bee just crawl along, and it just sort of stops and it starts to sort of arch its back, and they kind of think, oh, it's going to sting him, it's going to sting him.
Leaving my forehead exposed was a real oversight.
He's got one stinging.
That one has got me just up here. Here, can you see it? Can you pull it off?
And then I've got to go in and pull the sting out. And sort of get in there and sort of luck it out. And it's the tiniest little beast.
And that's what you want to pull out. You guys see that? And that's where they deliver it. But, you know, one sting for a load of honeycomb isn't too bad.
Guy's been stung by a bee, what's the problem? And then later on, his face just starts to go.